Barus in motion to the right-hand side. Now he sets up right outside Verdan, so there's 2 men in the slot to the right. A little screen pass goes to Darrell Clark, and it will be incomplete. Kelly had 3 men breathing down his neck when he threw the ball underneath to Darrell Clark. It falls as an incomplete pass. It'll be 2nd down and 10 from the 13.
They're doing a great job. All the teams have spent a lot of time covering that screen, John. They've had so much success with it that everybody is just looking for it all the time. And the Ganders had a tendency to maybe call that screen in this area a lot. Now, you know, it's a 3rd down and 10. I hope that nothing bad happens, quite frankly. It's kind of a negative approach, but they need to come out of this with 3 because that puts it away from a touchdown and 2-point conversion game.
Steal something out of Portland's playbook and run a draw, but that's not what they're going to do. Kelly throws the ball. Touchdown! Mark Barus. And Barus, the little Cajun out of McNeese State, pulls in his first touchdown of the season, his 6th catch of the year. A 13-yard scoring strike. Jim Kelly to Mark Barus. Scott Myers got burned. Barus just took it away from him as he cut to the outside, and the Gamblers are up 19-6 with the extra point to come.
Any day, touchdown's better than a field goal.
You bet. 6-3, and Tony Fritsch to make it 7. 11:06 left to go in the fourth quarter. And now Portland will have to change their game plan when they get the ball again, because they're going to have to start moving the ball and not worrying about the clock. Tony Fritsch on to try the extra point. Tommy Myers to hold. The snap is good, so is the hold, and Tony's got another one. It's 20-6. The Gamblers lead the Portland Breakers, and that gives them some breathing room. We'll be back right after this word from our local stations.